You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Proved by Kohen that he needs to go through the purification, so he has to leave the campus, and then he has to announce and shout that he is impure. Tameh, tameh, yikla, it says in the Torah. Everybody should find out that he is tamei. So now we learn why he has to go through such an embarrassment. And the answer here is that people find out and will pray for him. Just like the subject that is brought in Masechet Shabbat, that a tree, that the fruit falls down. So now the owner of the tree has to put a red ribbon around it that people will say Mishabara for this tree that gives it healing. So now we asked, so we see the case of Ishmael and Agar. Hashem answered, who?
Ishmael.
Ishmael. So here, the question here is that if the Metzorah is sick, so it should be answered, just like Ishmael. And we learn, no, because the Metzorah, his sound system is defective. So his tefillah is not going to work. Ishmael, yeah, Gemara explains that the tefillah of the sick, the chole, is much effective and we accept it than others. But about the Metzorah, he has to shout that, please pray for me. But that's what the intention is. He has to tell people, he's tamim, he's tamim. Why? Because it will attract people's attention to pray for him. So now here, what do we exactly learn from this matter? What do we learn? What's the message of this whole process? What do you learn? Well, that goes without saying, obviously. But why Hashem has to put him through such a condition? Why? So here we learn a very important lesson, that is that how powerful the koach of tefillah is. What does that mean? The Metzorah could think, you know what? What can I do? What can I do? What is it to do? I'm not able to pray to Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is not going to accept my tefillah. But Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, no, no. Even in such a condition that you're not able to pray, that your prayer would not be accepted, but you have to ask other people to pray for you. So what does that mean? So that means in a worse condition that might one feel, that says, Hashem's going to listen to my tefillah. Huh? Huh? How much tefillah I should do? But here we learn from the Metzorah that Ribbono Shel Olam says, even you, indirectly, I will accept and help you. How? You have to go to other people to pray for you. So that means you should never, never, never give up to pray to Hashem. Now how beautiful it is? And such a condition, even that you're not able, you're not capable to pray to Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to ask other people. You know, as the Gemara says, if someone has a shalom, has chole beito, he has to go to the Chacham. Why has to go to the Chacham? He's a chole. So the Gemara explains that he has to go to Chacham to teach him how to pray. So that means, in a worse condition, Chas v'Shalom, one should not lose hope. Why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for our tefillah. But in his case, that is Metzorah, unfortunately, his koach tefillah is taken away from him. Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, go to other people to pray for you. So that means, even in the worst condition, we should not lose hope. And you have to keep praying Bezat Hashem, nizkeh b'yeshuot, Bezat Hashem, and arve nachat, and semachot l'kol am Yisrael, amen k'rason.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.